Good Monday morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, back at it with our weekly business side conversation. And we're talking again today with Lane Report Executive Editor Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Your publication just recently did a market review of Lexington in Central Kentucky as a commercial hub. Now, you point out that we're pretty much located within a day's drive or a two-hour flight from two-thirds of the nation's populations and markets, and obviously that is quite an economic advantage.
Well, it's something that has is a big asset for Kentucky in general, and Louisville and northern Kentucky have capitalized on this greatly. But Lexington is right nearby, and we share in that logistics benefit of just our geographic location. The bulk of the U.S. market is in the eastern half of the country, and Kentucky is located within a day's drive of 60% or 75% of the U.S. market, which is the most valuable, vibrant, strongest economic region in the world. So companies like being somewhere where they can get to their customers quickly.
Are we doing everything that we can to capitalize on this position?
You know, it takes money to do that, and you know that we could maybe do more. But Louisville and Northern Kentucky airports already have the major air freight hubs located in their airports. You know, we benefit from that. You know, it would maybe be even better if we also had one of those hubs here in Lexington, but these are gigantic global air freight distribution centers in Louisville. The U.S. UPS Worldport, that is their world headquarters for air freight shipping. They have 2,000 flights a day going in and out of Louisville, handling just air freight. And then also just 70 miles away at the most is the Cincinnati Covington Airport in northern Kentucky, and that has DHL Express's global hub. They are a German-owned company and have three hubs around the world, but their America's hub is right there, you know, just an hour away from us. So we benefit from that. And then Lexington, I think we can say we're in a more attractive, beautiful part of the country than those areas are. We're here in the bluegrass. And we have I-75 going north-south and I-64 east-west that gives us access from I-75 from Michigan down to Florida. And I-64 goes straight over into the Washington, D.C. megalopolis that runs all the way up to Boston. And we are in an area that has a lower cost of living and lower labor expenses than those large cities on the East Coast, but we can deliver products to them in a day. That's a big benefit for us.
And we have a pretty decent airport. You had talked with Eric Frankel at Bluegrass Airport.
Yeah, Bluegrass Airport has been doing a good job lately of just upgrading their operations, upgrading their infrastructure. They are about to spend, or they're probably already in the process of spending $35 million to improve the hangars there, the parking. They're going to put in a new baggage system to make things easier for passengers. And then they're just so nearby to downtown, you know, that a lot of cities, you have to drive 30, 45 minutes to get from town to the airport. But our airport is just right there on the other side of New Circle Road, and is very easy to get to and in and out of.
And you point out the major road construction that has taken place recently and the fact that we do have quite a bit of infrastructure already in place.
Well, yes, Lexington finally christened that Newtown Pike extension that we have wanted for 30 or 40 years. That opened just a couple of months ago, and if you've driven on it, wow, you know, you can save yourself 10 or 15 minutes by not having to drive through the middle of downtown and the congestion there. And it's very pleasant to get from that part of town up to the interstates, which you a lot of people use Newtown Pike. So that's a big benefit. We finally got that done. New Circle Road has been upgrading. One of the busiest sections of that from Versailles Road to Leestown Road has been widened to 6 lanes now. Probably at some point we'll try and get all of it up to 6 lanes, but that section is now 6 lanes and very pleasant. The Versailles Road interchange has been rebuilt, and the state finally came up with enough dollars to complete that. That's easy to navigate, and it's helpful to us.
So we've made some improvements. I noticed that there's quite a bit of bottleneck still on Nicholasville Road.
Well, I think that could be better. You know, it's suffers from being so popular and attractive. The Fayette Mall complex keeps growing and adding new pieces, and the Summit at Fritz Farm just opened up and added 30, 40, 50 attractive locations right across the street there at the intersection of Nicholasville Road and Man of War. So traffic has picked up even more if that were possible. But the talk is of putting a bypass in from, I guess, the northern portion of Nicholasville over to I-75. I think we're still quite a few years off from getting that done, but that would offer some relief.
Another thing that could offer some relief might be just an increase in the participation in public transportation.
I've seen LexTran doing a better job lately. I've had occasion to use LexTran for a week or two at a time this year when I was had my car in the shop, and I was impressed. It's a pleasant ride, and the buses were fairly full.
Well, that is all the time that we have for this edition of The Business Side. Our guest has been Lane Report Executive Editor Mark Green. Have a great week ahead.
Always nice to talk with you, Alan.